Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we have ventured to a Malbec, which I think it's been a very long time since we've had a Malbec on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that face.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't see Sheree's face right now. Tell us what
it's a Malbec. I don't remember Malbecs being like this. Maybe it's been too long, but I don't remember Malbecs being like
this. That is really good.
I wasn't looking for you for approval of it.
I like Malbecs.
I was going to say, I don't dislike a Malbec, but for some reason, I feel like we've had like, I don't know, this one, it's just been a while. That's what it
well,
is. It's been a while.
We are drinking on Castillero? That's what I'm going to go. Castellero is probably how it is said.
I was going to say, if you don't throw some kind of...
It's Chilean, so it's probably Castellero del Diablo, which I am going to guess that it means the devil's
castle.
And this is a 2019. I don't know which one yours is, Sheree, but it's a Chilean Malbec. If you don't know... we've had very few Malbecs on the show, but Malbecs tend to be definitely on the drier side. So don't venture into a Malbec unless you are a solid red wine drinker, as Sheree's face is.
I'm sorry, my face. Look, y'all, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that, like I said, I think that what's been happening is that I've been spoiled by drinking my red blends and then my like whites, because apparently I've been real heavy on like Chardonnays and Chardonnays recently. So like, I don't know. It's like something about this was just like punched in my mouth.
So it says that it has delicious notes of berries, plums, and black cherries, which give way to light touches of vanilla and dark chocolate. The black plums and the spices stand out, which makes the rind very generous, and it has a good structure and firm tannins, and that it pairs well with all types of barbecue, ripe cheeses, sweet and sour sauces, and then stews and herbs.
The cheeses, I can definitely
see
this charcuterie wonderfully with a charcuterie. Yep.
Yeah.
I definitely can see that. Like, as soon as you said cheeses, I say I can hit like the hints on my tongue. I could see it like eating a piece of cheese and it's like blending perfectly well. So the funny thing about it is that I agree with all of those tasting notes. And usually I don't, where I'm just like, I don't know what they're talking about. But I also realize, I think the big issue that I have is I'm not a fan of berry plum, which sounds funny, but like those heavy berry plum, like blackberry, raspberry, plum. I don't like those
anymore. I think this one tastes very plum-like.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that in wine because I think that enhances the tannins to me. Because I think of like when I bite into a plum, which I like plums, but when you bite into the skin of a plum.
I've never had a plum.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. I need to talk to someone who like eats food. anyone who's bitten into like a plum, whether it's sweet or not, like that little, the skin is always a little bit more tart. And that's what I get. And then it just stays all on my mouth.
I'll take your word for it.
I need you to like just eat fruit. It's not like fruit.
I'm a very basic fruit eater. Grapes, strawberries. I'll eat blueberries in things, but not really raw.
I just want you to know there's not
bananas.
There's not a fruit that I have not had or tried or will eat. Like I actually like.
I like the smell of oranges.
No, like I legitimately will eat, and like I've had dragon fruit. Oh my gosh, I I like everything. The only thing I can't eat is kiwi because it makes my mouth feel like it's peeling. I don't
Oh, you're
like that.
allergic.
No, I'm not allergic. Not at all. I can eat it. It's always been like, it's the tartness for me.
Oh.
Like after eating it for so long, it just makes my tongue feel raw, which I a lot of like pineapple does the same thing, where it just that I don't like it. So
Yeah, you
I can eat a
love
kiwi.
that damn luscious, that pineapple,
I
lime,
can
like
drink
whatever it was
pineapple
called.
juice. That is my favorite. You
I'm
know
not
what?
gonna.
We don't need to get back into this.
In
But
any
yes.
event, that is what we are drinking on today. Castillero de Diablo. It is, of course, Sasha and Sheree approved. It's 13.5%. Y'all don't come for me for my accent because I don't speak Spanish that often. So
Is it
I'm.
now? I was going to say, now this is my ignorance. Is it Spanish or Portuguese?
It's Spanish. The only Portuguese
Okay.
country is
It's
Brazil.
Brazil.
The rest of them speak Spanish.
Gotcha. See,
Yep.
I never knew, and I
It's
just
only
knew
Brazil.
that
Yeah.
Brazil was Portuguese, and so I was like, are there others?
No, it's just Brazil for whatever reason. I mean, Brazil's a pretty big country, so whatever for whatever reason, the Portuguese got there and said, "This is good,"
Cool. We
and
that's
left
that
the
was enough.
Spaniards for everything else.
Gotcha. Because I was so confused. I was like, how does that happen? All right. That was all. That was my
I
one
mean, they
piece
were
of knowledge.
sailing on the same ships. Portugal and Spain are right next to each other.
That's very sane.
Really, back in the day, I promise you, when they landed, you couldn't tell unless they opened their mouth, you couldn't really figure out if they was Portuguese or Spanish. They look exactly the same.
Pretty much. I mean, they
So,
wore some colors, I'm sure. They probably had gang colors back then. But no,
sure.
I actually,
My
I know I
favorite
saw this
Portugal
famous thing.
person
What? Who?
randomly is he I only know one. He plays soccer for Portugal. I don't know what his
Ronaldinho or
regular team.
no, not
Yes,
Ronaldinho.
Cristiano Ronaldinho. Yes.
Right, see,
That man is sexy.
he
That
is.
man
I mean,
is beautiful.
he is. Now, let me explain why. Like, now, isn't that sad that when you said that, I knew exactly? I watch so much sports in such a range.
Don't know what team he plays
He
for
used to play
regularly.
for Brazil. Well, no, he used to play for Brazil. I think he might
No.
still.
He's plays for Portugal is
I
his
mean,
like
he plays for
World Cup
Portugal, but no, it
team.
was something else.
But he plays for I want to say it's Real Madrid, but I don't think that's it.
Oh yeah. Look, see,
I
don't get
should
me
know
lying. I
this.
actually just was talking to my brother about, like, funny you're bringing up soccer. He was looking at it, and I was just talking to him about all these players and what teams they were on. So I was just like, I don't
He's
remember anything. I just know the man looked good.
so
Don't get me
sexy.
to lying.
So there's a whole like perfume or cologne ad that is literally just him. And Europe don't have the same standards we do about like nudity and whatnot. So he's just naked, like frontal with this little, and I think it just says like the name of the cologne.
Just covering his just Chuck covering his junk.
I don't know if it is actually. I think he might just be all the way.
I'll be going to Google tonight. Yeah.
He's an attractive man. You got
He
it. You
is.
don't
I
know who
mean,
he
like,
is.
by all means, I think that I'm pretty sure that between in my mind, see, this is where I'm getting ready to start getting some hate. In my opinion, I believe that baseball and soccer have some sexy ass men.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everyone goes for the basketball, for the football and all that. And that's like great if you like that, like, build, but nah.
I'm
Give me
trying to lose
someone to run
my.
up and down. I like me some skinny musculatures.
Trying to look him up. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, guys,
I just
but
want y'all to know, if you see, Sasha has literally pulled out her phone. She is like,
I
if y'all can
have.
see, Lord, she is like,
He's
hold on,
just,
let me just
he's
see.
beautiful. And look, Rolexes to w rare wine, his fabulous life, Cristiano Ronaldo. It's a beautiful man, y'all. Beautiful man.
He
In any
is.
event.
I mean, yeah, like, and it's funny that we're over here lusting over men, because what is our topic today?
Cheating.
Infidelity and how to move past or roasting, basically all about it. Because we over here, like, let's talk about our lusting.
Let's lust for this
That's why
Portuguese
I bought, that's why I still have wine left. I poured me a regular glass for this because I was like, let's get into it.
Yes,
Ho.
we were
Ho.
talking about cheating today, surviving infidelity, our experiences with it, all of that good stuff. So, where shall we start?
Where shall we start?
I'll go first,
Go
honestly.
ahead,
I'm
yeah.
not gonna beat around the bush here. So if you've listened to the
Anything?
podcast at all, like you'll probably have gathered that my husband and I have not always been faithful to each other prior to our marriage. And so we've experienced it. Me on the receiving end of it several times. I don't remember how many, but it's not important.
That's
It's less
actually
than
not, to be honest. We'll see. We'll get into that, to whether it's important how often it happened or how many times. Like, we can get into that later.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of this happened when we were mainly in college. So
Yeah.
we were kids. We were 17, 18 years old. I think it's been so long. So like trying to remember this stuff now. One of them, I think most of them actually were all in college. And then of course the big one was why we did not get married. I always say he was going through a quarter life crisis, met a girl who was feeding into
Saying
that.
whatever.
Yeah, she fed into his doubts and insecurities about getting married, and we broke up for a year. And I think he dated her for like 2 months. Like they didn't even last
They didn't
that
even
long
last the
after.
year, the whole year. Does it ever? Does it
No,
ever?
no. Yeah, it lasted, I think, because we broke up officially, and maybe it was my I was it must have been my birthday. It was October, and I think by the following January, February, they were already over. So it wasn't that long. It wasn't even 6 months.
Okay, see. And then,
And I
so I
and so
mean,
I had a lot of the questioned a lot in my youth about why we stayed together. And I'm not putting all of this on my husband because I did my own transgression once in college as well. And so that one kind of the first one kind of like evened itself out. Like you're not really supposed to be play relationships like that.
So yeah, so I was gonna say, so like, I think that happens a lot when you're younger. I think it's a lot of tit for tat, I'll call it.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely.
where it's like, oh, you stepping out, well, cool, that's fine, I guess that's what we doing then.
Yeah.
And you feel a little bit more like it is what it is with it, where it's like, okay, you do your dirt and I'm doing my dirt, and we still each other's, but
Yeah.
just know that if you gonna be out here in these streets, I ain't gonna be out here looking stupid too. Like, there's a lot of that that happens.
Yeah,
And I
definitely. When you're
mean,
kids, definitely.
so in my, I guess, my younger years, ugh, I'm not gonna say that. In my college years, shut up. No. But in my, like, college years, like, I've only had one previous boyfriend
Yeah.
clean, but I cheated on him.
Just so matter of factly.
I did. It wasn't like and the funny thing about it is that I cause so I was the other way, where he was super faithful and like this. I was a pedestal. I was on a pedestal, and I was just like, yo, I'm not perfect by any means.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, and I told him, I wasn't found out. It wasn't like he found out. I told him. Like, I told him, and I put it in his court to be like, yo, if you don't want to be with me after this, I'm not getting
I
ready
get
to have
it.
to
Like
tell
I get
you,
it.
like, I did it. And we actually stayed together for like 2 years after that, 2 or 3 years after that. Like, our
Really?
actual end of our relationship, yes, the actual end of our relationship was like he had changed and gotten to a
Yeah.
different place, and we just literally were different. And I was just
Yeah.
like, oh, okay.
Like I
Like,
think
even when I told the person who I had transgressed with, because they were trying to break me and him up, it was very bitch made. It
We
was, it
have a friend who
was.
that happened to.
I was like, it was very bitch made, because it was just like,
Yeah.
yo, dude, you acting real. Like, if you want to be with me, there's other ways than trying to like get the word around that me and you would. I truly don't. I We're not in the same area. Like, who are you telling? It was annoying. So like, when I finally said, oh yeah, I told him, he's like, what? I said, yeah, we're still
You took off.
together.
You took it out. Yeah. You
What?
took the fun
I was
out of
like,
it
yeah,
now.
did you think that, like, you thought that we was gonna break up and do it? This ain't the movies, dude.
Yeah, no. I think like for my husband and I, of course when I was going through all of this is why I always say like I would never go back to my 20s, and college was probably not it was not fun for me. I did not have fun in college because a lot of this happened in college. And so it was emotionally, it was a lot. It was a lot going on. It was a lot. But I will say, looking back at all of that, we were kids, and I think my husband and I knew that we loved each other and wanted to be with each other, but we were scared to let each other go and do what you do in your 20s and worrying about if we would find our way back to each other.
That was why I ended up because I remember not saying I don't want to go to college with in a relationship. I didn't. But I did not want to, like, it was like this in your ear. Oh, you know, like, y'all gonna break. It was like all this, like, other people, like, saying, if you break up, then, you know, she's out here in the streets. I was like, it really ain't even like that. Like, I was truly, like, not looking for this situation. But I knew that I should not go. I'm always a strong advocate of, like, if you in a relationship and you go away to college, and y'all going away to college at 18, just for real. Okay. What else is, like, it's expected in my mind.
It's 100%.
So I wasn't surprised that, like, that I found, like, another person who piqued my interest. But also, I do believe, like, that was why I was just like, that's why I guess I didn't feel bad, because I said I knew this shit was gonna happen.
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, it was, I always say that our relationship would have ended up, I think, way differently had I not come home from college.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was only in North Carolina for a semester, and it was the same thing. It was kind of like we had literally just hit, like, the 1 year mark of being together, and then I was going to school in North Carolina, and I was there for a semester, and it was like, if I don't come home, we're probably not going to be together.
Exactly. You picked your person, and it was just like, we talked about our younger years and all that, but at the same time, the question that we really are getting into is, how do you survive it, like, when you talk about, like, marriage and everything? Because we're, like, talking about marriage, it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. because then you get into the death do us part and the vows and all mm-hmm. those other things, and people, like, there are things that people will do outside of marriage they won't do once they become married. But at the same time, I always ask, do y'all have that conversation going in? Because I had the conversation about, like, what's the goes and no-goes of your relationship. And of course they change, but I know the no's and the goes and no-goes of, like, Brandon.
Yeah.
I think that's an important conversation.
I mean, ours, obviously, we did not have that conversation because of the circumstances of which we broke up and got back together. So it was kind of understood.
because
we were broken up, so we were 24 turning 25 at the time, and I always say I just think it was a quarter life crisis. Like, I think my dad had passed away. I think he felt like he had to marry me. We had been together for 8 years at the time, and I was pressing him.
I was gonna say, you wanted to be
the
married.
Way out, like, pressing, like, him,
like, y'all, like, she
like every, like, birthday, like, Christmas present,
whatever gift you're giving me, if it does not come in a box and it don't go on my finger,
I don't want it. So it was a lot. I know I was doing too much at the time.
I appreciate that you at least recognized that.
Yeah,
you
no,
were,
like, I was. It was
no. That's a good thing to at least get. Like, you're like, oh no, I know. No, a lot of people don't recognize that. Like, that's one thing that a lot of people don't like to say, because they're like, you know, when you cheat, you know, you nothing can. I'm like, no, there are things that
there's definitely circumstances around that. Like he, you know, I think I was putting a lot of pressure on him. The circumstances with my dad dying, I felt like he thought he had to do that. We had been together for a while. We were about to be 25. So now we're, like, you know, mid-20s.
Like, what are we doing?
What comes next? Like, that type of stuff. And I was pressuring him about it. And, you know, but looking back on it, he wasn't ready. Like, we could have gotten married and it would have probably not worked out.
That's what I'm saying. You'd probably be divorced. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah. And so, but I always say that period of time, that year that we weren't together, going through all of that, it sucked, like, horribly. I went down to 100 pounds, like, I was like, I can't lose no more weight, because I refused to be 99 pounds as a 25 year old adult. And I, like,
appreciate
I was
that you had that standard, because I went to college at 17 as a 100 3-pound adult, man.
Well, I was fine then, but I was like, I can't be 25 and be.
No. I mean, I was going to say like 17, like, that sounds about right. Like 25, yeah. I'd be worried.
Yeah, no. And so I was like, I always say like it sucked when we were going through it, but it honestly was probably the best thing that happened to our relationship, because since we had been together for so long, neither one of us knew who we were outside of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it was always just Sasha and Richard. Like, we were.
Since you were like 16, damn near 17, right?
Yeah. And so I had no idea what I liked, what I liked to do by myself. Like, I had 3 friends who were here because I never went out. I didn't do anything. Like, he went out and did all that stuff a lot. And I think that probably caused somewhat low key issues between us too. So I was like, you out here having all this fun and I just want to stay home and spend time with you.
Yeah.
But in our 20s.
That's what I call the learning of the relationship. So I'm like that probably could have been something that was, but like you said, there was a lot of layers. Like, mm-hmm. I think that one thing that a lot of people don't say is that like infidelity is like a multi-layered, multifaceted issue. It's not usually just a one thing where it's like, oh, so he just wanted to, or she just wanted to. Like, usually, and especially if we're talking about in marriage, it's usually things.
Yeah, it's a cultivation.
Yeah, it's like a whole lot of things. And it's not going to be, and I think I say that because it's not going to be solved. We're talking about surviving it. It's not going to be resolved by just being like, okay, so just don't step out. It's like, no.
Yeah, no.
You don't address the issue.
I think if you have men, and so to preface all of this, my husband and I have been fine since we've been married, since we got back together after we were engaged the first time. So that's been 9 years we've been back together now. So so it's been fine since then. But I think when you have, especially men who are like serial cheaters, those are men who don't want to admit that they don't want to be in a relationship. Like, they like the comfort of having someone there, but don't value it enough, regardless of what they're telling you. They don't value it enough.
Because this is a question that comes up, you know, like, so, you know, funny enough, I think that I was in college when, now funny as me being a person who was like the person who just stepped out and did not have any like qualms about it. Like, I ain't have that stir where you'll be like, oh, you should fit in. Nah, I'm good. Like, I felt bad that I didn't feel bad. But I remember a lot of the psychology of it was like really interesting, because I was very interested in like why people lie.
Yeah.
Why people like deceive. And I was just like,
people lie because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Exactly.
They care about you.
A lot of it is like the care, and people don't think that there's care and concern that comes into it. It's like, it does.
If they didn't care, they do it out in the open and wouldn't lie about it. Like,
I actually have told my students that, because I've like had students who were like, so I got a girl and a side chick, and they know about each other. And I said, so y'all are a throuple. That's what that's called.
If they
when
know about each other.
All three know about each other and you're still fucking with each other, you're a throuple. Yeah. They didn't have the language now. That's a throuple, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all just, okay. You haven't decided. Them girls are acting like they're not okay with it, but they've decided
they are okay with this chaos that you seem to be like. They both mad at you, and so neither of them are talking to you, but they both know about each other. I'm confused. It sounds like y'all are in a throuple. So like, I remember telling like people where I was like, yo, the thing about it is that you can be happy and cheap.
Yes.
A lot of people feel like, oh, well, if you're so unhappy, leave. If I'm so unhappy, leave. But if I'm happy, but if something's missing, and it's usually like something missing that both of you need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like if he just like took out the trash more, or told me he loved me more, or if she just would work out and like look around and do her hair and nails. It's never that simple.
Yeah.
But say it. And that's the thing that they go to, because that's the easy, that's the low hanging fruit, in my opinion.
I mean, because I think as people, we want to boil it down to what is this one thing? What is it that made you do this? Because it can't just be like me.
It can't just be that I want to.
Yeah, like that's not the right answer.
It can't be that I enjoy the thrill. It's like, that can't be it. That can't be what?
And I think for some people that is what it is. Like, you know, they are perfectly happy in their relationship, but the thrill of like not getting caught. And
I tell people all the time that I am a person who belongs in a relationship. because I had lots of fun. Like you said, you don't want to go back to college. I could. Had lots of fun. Now, I had lots of fun. I was real chill. I ain't have no big issues because I was nope. I had my rules that I stuck by. There was no overlap. Okay. So like if I met someone new and I was just like, if I met somebody new and I was like, okay, we're talking.
If I was single, that would be my biggest rule. Like there has to be like, at least 24 hours.
Like I had overlap. I did not have overlap. So like, it's like I had rules that I stuck by, but I was perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Then I met this Negro and here he comes along. And even like when I met him, I told him, I was like, you know, I'm dealing with someone else. Like, sir, like,
you didn't really like him at the beginning.
I didn't like him. That. I was just like, sir, I've not met you and you don't understand what I'm getting on this planet. There's a large gap that you have to fill, and here we are married, so obviously he made it. But like I literally called the people who I was like halfway talking to and was like, so I have a whole relationship.
This is it, guys.
And one was like, all right, that's what's up, cool. And one was like, damn, like I really liked you. And I was like, I know. However, there's rules in my game and I just don't. I had one person who I literally like cut off because like they didn't get the same understanding where I was just like, oh no, like if I'm not going to talk to you. And they was just like, so I don't get it. And I was just like, I don't know how else to say it. I'm not going to mess around. I'm not doing any, like, I'm faithful. Do you understand loyalty?
So I don't play into this at all.
Like, exactly. Like, it was really funny because I've always been a person who I was just like, no, like legitimately, like I can't control what anyone else does. So like if someone else was like stepping out or doing their own thing and they like had like situations, I was like, I'm not involved in those things.
Don't concern me.
As for me in my house, I choose to like not step out and like if I'm not with. So they was like, but I don't understand. It's always been us.
And I do like what you said though is really important because it's an active choice, right?
Yes.
Like it's you.
It's not like you slip, like when they say slip, fail, and no, like you know, all of a sudden, like I just don't know how this happened. No.
Like you might regret it later.
You might not understand the, like, I get the whirlwind and the feelings, but like you understand that everything you did has made a choice to get to this place. Like decisions were made. And I think that's the other cop out. It's like decisions were made. So you have to own up to the decisions that were made to get to this point.
And I think that's what I think when you're talking about after, like choosing to stay after, that's a big part of it. Like you have the person on either end have to understand one, why they were, because if they don't know why, if they can't see why, if they're not understanding why, then there's nothing that's going to stop them. They can want to stop it, but if they don't know why they're doing this,
if they don't understand, like where, and that's where you were talking about, like that's where therapy might come in.
Yeah, like because it, I mean, some people like it, like we talk about, it might be the thrill, you might just like the attention. Like,
you might just find that you connected with someone on a different level, because we had this question and like we were talking about it, and we'll get into it after this, but like emotional versus physical, like there's an emotional cheating that people talk about.
Which do you think is worse?
Oh, well, let's finish the steps first before we get that. Like, but no, but those, like, there's a way that we got there. And so you have to know why you did it and what happened. And then you have to like take accountability for like, yo, you don't have any control over how that other person is going to go through their process. Yeah.
Yes, that is very true. Like you can't tell somebody.
But I'm here now, though.
Yeah, like you can't be mad at me because you decided to stay. That's not. No,
or
yes,
you
I can't
be mad because I at least came to you and I told you. No, the like, fuck I can't. I shall. Have,
and I'm going to throw this in your face for at least the next 6 months. And then like, let me work through it.
Like, let me work through this. Like, let me work through every time you out. I'm going to be like, you probably out with that bitch. Like, let me get
that. And that's so real. Like, my husband and I, when we were in college, we had such unhealthy habits because of that stuff. It would be constantly checking each other's phones, like, because the trust isn't there. And until you can build that back up, and it takes a long time. Like, it's, and you can't be mad that that person is like, is not trusting you if you've given them reason not to trust you. On the
also
flip side,
just because you would be okay with, yes, like, because that's where we come with that. Like, I remember that conversation I was talking about, like, what's your go and no go? And I'm like, a lot of people, like, that's why when we get, we're going, as we move to this second piece of it, of like, what's worse? Some people are like, I mean, I don't care. You can like talk, flirt. You can have your little person that, you know, your work wife or whatever the fuck y'all call each other, that person that's your emotional support, as long as you never cross the line, yeah, and sleep with them. Yeah. And then some people are like, no, yeah, if you are going to someone else and for good and bad news, and you think of calling someone else before me,
yep,
you've already gone.
Yeah.
So
for me, mm-hmm, because of my experiences, because I think he's had both.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I remember one in college, because I was sitting outside my parents' house in the backyard and hearing him, like, I think I had just found out about it. So we were talking about it, and hearing the way he was talking about it, I got off the phone and I was like, oh, he likes her.
He likes her. Like, it's not a, like, it's not a, this was like available pussy. Like, no, oh, like, my, oh, Lord.
He actually likes her. And that one bothered me. Because, mm-hmm, I was like, I, like, you know what? You a guy, we're like 20, 19, 20. Some part of me gets
if
it.
If it walks, if it talks, and it looks good, it can be.
Yeah, some
if
part
it has
of
a
me
hole.
Gets it. But when you like them.
That means that you've spoken. That means that you've spoken outside of like, how, where are we going to do, yeah, this thing?
Yeah, like, what you mean? You what? I don't understand. I don't like that one. Like,
so I have to say that the one that would take me, it would be hard. See, this is the hard part for me, because I say, for me, I think that the.
So let me phrase it this way. Let me phrase it this way then. Mm-hmm. Would you be, so here are the scenarios. He either has had sex with someone,
mm-hmm,
and it means nothing. It's, mm-hmm, only like a one-time thing or something. He has sex with, or he's never had sex with a girl, this girl, but texting all the time. Like, when y'all go through something, that's who he's calling. Like, there's like that tension there, but they've never crossed
and not a friend. Like, this is a new person, like, you know, there's, yes, a tension that this person, that you want to be, yes, with this person,
yes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be okay with that one. That's why I say emotional for me. So let me tell you, emotional has always been, that's why I was like, the thing about it is, because that's, so this was my pause, y'all. My long pause, if I don't know how long the pause will be in our editing, but the long pause for me was emotional trumps it hands down for me. But that's also because I've never viewed sex as such a built-up thing that's like so precious.
Sacred.
And I guess that's the word.
Yeah. It's a sacred thing.
It's like, it's not this, oh my God, I'm going to give myself to you. I'm like, I was the person who was like, don't try and play me, okay? Like, do you want some? I want some. We might want the same thing. Throw your cards on the table, you know, look, lay it out there. And like, that's why I said college, but for me, I was just like, what are you looking for? Because you ain't got to do all the, oh, you know, I ain't got to do all the sweet talks. Like, what are we trying to do? And we might be wanting the same thing. I know if I need to call you, like, I know where my role is for you. You know what your role is for me. You see me around campus, don't talk to me. However, I'll hit you up when I need you. Like, I am that person who, I don't see anything wrong with, like, having a person, like having, I guess you call, maintenance men, if you will. So that's where I was like, if you have someone who, like, knows how, what you like, it's the same thing as going back to an ex and having sex with them. It's like, oh, you really never care. I'm like, no, they know my buttons. They know X, Y, A, A, B.
BBA.
Click both buttons at the same time. Bam. Okay. Look, press all these buttons. Bing. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Like, that's why I said it took me so long, because I was just like, I do believe physical matters.
I think too.
But emotionally, Emotionally, because something too, else, because if your mind is gone in a relationship, I personally believe when your mind is gone,
you're there. You're already, there's nothing you've already checked else out
there. And they say that women emotionally cheat more than men. Men physically cheat.
But I think that's why, I think that's why it's more bothersome, because it takes longer for men to have an emotional connection with someone.
I disagree with that too.
I feel like for most men, like it's way easier for a man to just like fuck somebody than it is to like.
Yes. So I feel like it's more acceptable for a man to just fuck somebody. And so that we get into the like the patriarchy and everything. Yeah. But it's somewhat easier for a man to just be out and like, you know, slanging dick. But yeah, I believe that a woman who's out there just be like, pow, pow, pow.
Oh, it's
like,
a double standard.
Yeah.
But I think that's why
I say that men, from my experience of like all the men that I've known, all the men that I've known who's been cheated on or who are like on both sides of that gate, men are just as emotional. And they do have those emotional connections. The thing is that they would just be like, nah, I'm good. You know, they play it off more. So they will err more to the side of it was just some pussy as opposed to women.
So I think that when it's verbalized that no, it's not just some pussy, that's what takes women. Because in our mind, men are always just thinking with their penis. So the fact that you let your head into the game and you let your heart get in the picture, it's kind of like, what? Like,
see, and this is where I paused, because in my mind, I believe that, well, at least I'll say for Brandon, because I'll say for my relationship, I know that he's more
of having sex with somebody unless he really likes them.
Yeah. Like, And I think that that matters to know your person. That's knowing your person. That's why I say for me, I was like, it's hard for me to say, because I do agree that physical really don't matter, but it's like depending on your person, because I know that like, if your person is like someone who is like, emotionally sensitive.
I had a coworker who he's a guy, and he would say, it's really hard for him to just sleep around, because he has to like know a woman and like her and like.
And that's not to say that I told you all the time my husband was a hoe when I met him.
I know what he was.
Absolutely is a hoe, and you know all those things. But I mean, also knowing who he was in like college, that's literally was like college days and that stuff that you look back and you'd be like, oh Lord, you definitely need. I'm glad you've grown up, but I say that only because like knowing him now, if he was to step out, I would be broken just because I'd be like, oh my gosh, you like someone else. Like you like this person because you don't just, because it's so many nuances that go into it where I'm like, oh, you like this person.
Yeah.
Made the considerations as you're making these steps.
Men, from what I've been told, I remember having this conversation with my best friend Marcus. He's been on the show back in season one.
Yes.
And when Rich and I were young, we were going through all of this stuff, and he was mad at me because of my transgression, but like years after the fact, like it had been a very long time.
Oh, wow.
Long time. And Marcus described it as men are dogs in the sense that when they piss on a tree, it is theirs. And so when someone else comes and pisses on it, and has left their smell and their mark on it, it's forever just tainted.
You know I love Marcus, but I hate that. I'll be dead. Like, here's my thing. I understand, like, and that's why I say I do understand men, but that's the reason why men are like, what? What do you mean? That's the same conversation as when, like, a man asks, oh, I'm the best you ever had. Sweetie, don't ask that question. Don't ruin the moment. Just believe that I'm like, yeah.
There is this dynamic though that it's a women tolerate it way more, and I think better than men do.
Yeah,
because
absolutely
men.
So when it comes to like surviving, I 100% believe
if it comes to surviving and you are the woman who is stepping out and you want to stay in that relationship, it is going to be very hard.
It's going
to
be
for
really
your
hard.
Man to get over it. It's like
even
years
if they say they over
process.
It. They could say they over it.
And they won't be. They won't be. No.
Because that's the thing is that men, I believe also men are visual, and we do talk about like different things. Like the men, they will see that person. They'd be like, they'll hear you and see you, and they'll be with you, and they'll be like, oh Lord, she was with someone else was here doing this. And like, that's it. Like, it kills them because they imagine all the things that they do, and with they're you, like, and not me.
Somebody else?
Not me. Wait, what? Like, we can deal with the fact that, like, we've of course had, like, we're not talking about like you've had partners before me. I don't know them. Like, they don't matter. But you mean after me, you chose someone else?
It's an ego thing. It's an ego thing. It's all ego.
Whereas girls are like, I mean, shoot, like, and I think that even goes into it. Like, girls are like, damn, she's cute. Wow. Except for if you find out, like, that's my thing. So that's why I say, if you step out on me and that person is not like someone who I'd be like, God, okay.
Yeah, but I see. I also think, though, like, you have to, like, on the flip side, that's where a lot of insecurities for women come from, because it's women who will look at and will be like, no, that woman looks good. Mm-hmm. And like, or like, because it's easier to dismiss it if it's like somebody who you don't think looks good, because you're just like, oh, what? I'm like, you'd be like, okay, I'm better than that.
See, that's when the emotional comes in, because I'm like, do you really like this person?
Yeah, because what, like, really all this, and okay, that's what you were going for.
But, the,
but like, if it's some, if you think you're like an 8 and that person's a 10, and you're like, I'm
so, like, it's the same thing. Like, for example, and I don't know if there was ever a common thread like in college, but like, you have your, like, you look at yourself and you're like, you're small, but you're just like, okay, I am who I am. I like my body. I'm Latina. You know, you like have all that. But if he was like walking around and it's like, so every person is like a size double D or above. Like,
I mean, they were all black joints. They were all, but except for the last one, it was all black joints. Yeah. So it was kind of like,
do you want to be with a black girl? Yes. But that's what I was going to say. Like, you look at yourself and you'll be like, so like, is this what you like? It's the same thing that like, we, you start to look at yourself, and it's, and the thing is that men don't do as much comparing as women, and that's the reason why, like, they will never compare physically, but they, but women will look and be like, is this what you like? Like, is this, what about this made you say, I got to? But also the funny thing about it is, like, I think the reason that me and Brandon will never have that issue is because I know Brandon has like the taste that Brandon has and the people who he like. I'd be like, oh, I mean, well, sweetie, if they came to you today, like, they won't, but if they came to you today, I'd be like, I ain't got that. I don't. Like, he's like, he loves the like athletes. He loves like athletes. He loves like the people who he loves. I'm like, oh, sweetie, if they walked in and said that you're theirs, I'd be like, well, tonight, you better,
yes, you are.
You better show them.
Show them a good time, bitch. Show them a good time.
You are. Okay.
Tell me how it goes. Don't disappoint me.
You better make me proud. He don't have that same feelings for me. He don't have, but he understands, like, the people who I look at don't look like, I look at someone and I'll be like, but also that's the other thing. Me and him, I'm like, and he's like, you know, I'm right here. And I'm like, I do. I see you. I see you. And that is still just, I was just admiring the landscape of the TV. He's just like, really? The landscape of the TV? Yeah, you know, I love sunsets.
Cristiano Ronaldo is looking amazing on this television right now. And I was just admiring his
beauty. And it could be that you're looking at the color of the background. Like, what if blue is your favorite color? I'm just saying. But no, when we get to like the idea of surviving it, because like the, when we're talking about is getting past it. So we've talked about the idea of like what's worse. And to be honest, there is no quote unquote.
No, I think, I mean,
it's a personal thing.
It's whatever. Yeah. And I say to that same effect too, I think, first of all, if your girls, your guys are sitting here telling you about things in their relationship, don't ever judge them if they choose to stay with said person. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times it may happen and you want to be like, I told you so, don't do that. Because they know. They know.
And also the other thing is that, like, once again, I think it goes into, funny enough, I've told my students this, oh my Lord. You know, high school happens all through life. Yep. But I remember telling my students, I was like, you're not going to have friends who are going to be like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, eventually, especially if we're talking about serial, like cheating and things like that, no one's going to understand, but no one has to understand.
That's
your relationship. So
you have to remember that they care about you. And so they want what is best for you.
So if they see you unhappy, they're not going to be happy with you, like, being fucked over. Like, be clear.
But,
Like, I have friends, and I'll just be like, if you fuck over my friend, we're going to have an issue. Now, that doesn't mean that I could stop them from dating a nigga. But I'm just going to be like, I mean, I just want you to know I don't like him. But, I mean, you love him. So,
hey, right. I guess that's what we're doing. I guess that's where we're at right now. But you let me know if you break up for real this time.
If when you, like, when you for real, and that's the other thing. Like, the thing I don't like is the breakup and the back together. Yeah. So, look.
Yeah.
Like, so, you went a year. That is a significant
amount. Because I was about to say, we never, before that, we never broke up.
Yeah.
We always, through all of them, stayed together.
Bro, which is like, so you really think this is what's happening?
I shouldn't have, but we never broke up, like, all the way.
I mean, but that's actually a good understanding. Like, when you, so I will, okay, so we're going to break this advice down, I guess, into like categories. So, what's the first category?
Don't think that you're going to ever be able to change a person.
You're not going to change someone.
Like, because again, like, it goes back to what we were talking about before. If that person doesn't, if they're not taking responsibility for what they're doing, acknowledging what their ability, accountability, they're acknowledging what they're doing. If they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing,
or then, if they put it on you.
Yeah, or if they're blaming you for it, you're not going to fix that.
That's the time where I'd be like, oh, sweetie, I know you really don't want to walk away. Walk away.
Yeah. Like,
those are the times where I'd be like,
that
nah.
I did not have. Like, that, every time, he was very, like, remorseful and sorry about it, which makes it harder to walk away from that. And again, like I said at the beginning of the episode, like, we were young. We knew we loved each other, wanted to be together, and didn't know how to not be together.
That goes a part of y'all. That was a part of y'all's story of growing pains, where it's like, should you have broken up? Possibly. But like, there's people who have broken up, gotten back together, broken up, gotten back together, and then eventually married and like lived and been together for 50 fucking years. Yeah. I think that, like, when we talk about infidelity and surviving infidelity, another thing that we didn't speak about is, like, I keep on hearing these generational differences where it's like, where are these like relationships like your grandmother and your grandfather who was married for 60 fucking years? Y'all just don't know. And I'm like, no, it's just that, like, this new generation is just like, I actually don't think I need to stay. Yeah. Like,
grandma was unhappy.
Grandpa and grandma slept. Grandma and grandpa slept in separate rooms. Yeah, we got a whole family member. We got a whole branch of the family who don't look like the others because y'all just keep on having babies out of spite, and y'all want so y'all just gonna raise each other's babies, outside babies. That's some toxic shit, and I just want it to be known.
and I, as someone who is married to somebody, and we were both in that, you know, we both did those things. I think that you decide what you want in your marriage, what you will tolerate in your marriage, and when it's time to leave your marriage. Yeah. Everybody has a breaking point, and
that's the other thing.
It could be that just
because it was okay, like, understand that just because it was okay when you did it, or you were okay with being able to get through it, the other person might not be able to. Mm-hmm. And you have to accept that while you might feel that's not fair, it's not about being fair, because two people make a relationship, and that's two different views, two different values, things like that. And you have to take that into account, that maybe that's not your breaking point. But like, some people are able to get through outside babies. Some people are able to get through. So I have, like, people who I know who, like, have outside babies, and they are happily married.
I was always like, if he shows up and says he got another girl pregnant, like, not when we were married, but before we got married, would I stay for that? I feel like that would have been my breaking point.
That probably would have been your breaking point, only because you would not have a reminder. Like, you would have a constant reminder that, like, this happened, and like, there's no, and you also aren't a shitty person who would treat the child like as
no,
crap.
Because it would always be like, then, you know, that joy that you have for your first kid,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be with me. Mm-hmm. That would be with somebody else.
She's a Libra, y'all, so y'all don't understand. She like loves like love, and so like that would just ruin her love.
Oh,
it would.
Oh, I used to. That would like, ruin her love story. And I would be like,
I'm a Virgo. For anyone who does, I don't think we ever said what our signs are, but she's a Libra. I'm a Virgo. We should totally have an episode about that one time
because
we did. Because I was just like, all I would just want you to know is that I'm real practical in terms.
I am like, 100% a Libra,
and I am a Virgo. But I am the last day of Virgo, so I'm technically a Virgo Libra cuss. So I get her, but at the same time, I just be like, "What?"
I send Sheree Libra memes all the time,
and I just like, be like, "Yep,
me," and she be like, "Yep, that's you.
Yep, that's you." I see stuff about me, and I'd be like, "Yep, yep, yep." I mean, I know about Virgo. If you believe in astrology and all that, like if you believe it, she is 100%. Quintessential
to the T,
100% If so, I'm like, that would have ruined her whole love story.
If I'm not in balance, it's a problem. It's a whole problem.
They will walk away if it's just like, oh, well, you know what? I just can't. But yeah, see, so like for me, I've always been practical in the sense of like, could I don't know. I think that I'm going to cross that bridge when I get there. Now, I am a person. Now, let me tell you where my place is, because I know that Brandon has had his fair share of like people who stuck on him. Mm-hmm. And I've been like, I just want you to understand, like my answer has always been this. If something's going on, I need you to be 100%. Like if there's some craziness or some drama, because I don't do drama.
Yeah.
So like if there's a girl that pops up or some name or something, I need you to like, if I say, hey, yo, real talk, let's talk real quick. Because if I kill this bitch,
I need to make sure I've had
this conversation. I had this conversation with him because there was someone who was just like, I was like, hey, let me just know right now, is this bitch crazy? Because I don't believe girls just come crazy out of nowhere.
No, there's a reason.
So, I was like, so there's just a lot going on. There's a lot of signs that I just don't like and I just can't ignore them. So is she crazy or is there something here? Like, I don't need to go down here, beat this girl up or kill this girl. And now they sitting there, you know, I'm sitting in interrogation. I have whole stories that happen in my head. So I'm sitting in interrogation and they pull out, so you've known this was his mistress. The fuck? Now I got motive that I didn't know? No, no, I'm not going down for first degree murder. So I need you to tell me now, is this your side bitch or no? And he was like,
you have a whole scenario.
Because I watch. So y'all, I think, watch crime stories.
For me, that is ridiculous. I think for me,
I'm just saying, I watch crime stories. So you know it always happens that way.
I don't know if within my marriage that, if it happened within my marriage, that I wouldn't walk away. And that's only because of our past.
I mean, I get that. I mean, I get that.
I probably would be like, if like we made, we did all of this and then you still, okay.
Like, for what?
We don't, yeah, no.
It's like they're all this for what? So here's my thing. I believe that, no, I don't believe that it would end my marriage. I'm gonna just be honest. I don't believe it would end my marriage.
I think it would mine.
It wouldn't end my marriage, but I do believe that it would change it and change it drastically where I'm just like, yo.
And I think like, because so just to kind of like put a cap on everything, I think that's the thing that you have to understand. If you are going through the situation, if you're trying to get past the situation, it's going to change your relationship.
Okay.
Point blank, period. There will always be a time, whether consciously or unconsciously, of before this happened and before I knew about it and after.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to look at that person differently before and after. And it's going to affect your relationship. And that's not to say that you cannot get back to a good place with your person. It will be a different place.
It will be a different place. And I think that it's
you
okay.
You might have mutual understandings. Honor. You might have better understandings of each other after some time. You might like, you have to go to therapy. That person has to go to therapy.
You might have to go to therapy together.
Like, you might have to work through all of those things.
And that's not to say that you won't be triggered later. Like, it's not to know. Now, I will say, that does not mean that you bring it up. If you get back to it, I am a strong advocate. If you say you're gone, you done, and we together,
and
I know that you've talked about that, then it's over. Like, it's
we've gotten past it.
You're not getting ready to be like, all right,
I don't mean like
again
the first couple of months after that. I mean, like, if you've decided, okay, like internally you've decided, I know I'm not going to go anywhere.
This then you also believe that you have to make a decision that you're not going to throw this in their face at every moment.
Yes, we moved past it. So at this point, it's time for me to let it go. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, you can still be mad about it and you can still have feelings about it and it can still be hurtful to you, but it's time for me to let it go. It's going to,
and if they do something that reminds you of it, like, by all means, like, we're talking about connecting stuff, yeah, patterns. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're like, just like randomly, like,
if it's like 5 years later, you like, you remember that time that you slept with that
girl?
It's
like, you know, like, you wrong. And so you'd be like, but you know, you used to cheat. Really?
Yeah. Wow. Like, don't do that. Like, I never bring it up ever, because it's pointless. Like, we have moved past this at this point.
But so, I think that's a very big pinnacle of the fact that, like, even though you didn't do, well, you did marriage counseling, but you, yeah, even though you didn't do like the, okay, so you know what, it's like, y'all are going to be together and you decided we're going to be together. We're going to get through this. And I think that at the end of the day, when we're talking about surviving infidelity or surviving any kind of transgression, whether it's emotional, physical, or whatever, you have to know, like, recognize how it happened, what got you to that point. Both of you have to take that accountability of like where that role was, because the other part is that there's always a piece that the other person holds, whether it, yeah, that doesn't mean that they made the decision. There's, mm-hmm, active choices you make, but there's always something that, like, the relationship got to this place where this was the idea and this was, yep, okay.
Yep.
So get there, understand that you got to recognize your role, understand that you also have to say, okay, I'm actively making the choice. Just like we say, love every day is an active choice. You have to make, mm-hmm, an active choice every day to be like, I'm not going to do that. So that argument that you had where you'd be like, you know what, like, there's many of people who walk out the door, step out and be like, have the biggest argument in their life, walk out the door and still don't go do nothing. So yeah,
they go sit at a bar and they, yeah, like,
they go sit at the bar, they go sit in the car, they go
drive around for a little bit, like,
in the car for hours and be like, oh, I hate this bitch.
But I'm gonna go home, okay, though. I'm gonna, exactly, go home.
So, like, everyone, like, it's not anything where it's like, oh, you just made me so mad. Like,
no,
you can't blame the other person.
No,
you can't do that. And also, at the end of the day, you have to decide what's best for your relationship. And if you can't get over it, then walk away.
Then walk away. Because we've also had friends in that situation who, mm-hmm, said at one point they were good.
And then
years later, they realized they were not. And
that shit's hurtful.
Yeah, because then you feel like you've moved past things and now you've...
And it was just one person in, yeah, it, like, the whole time. Like, you were like, wow, we over here, like, everything was good. And now, like, you actually was never good. So you thought you was good, but you was never good. Like, be honest with yourself. If you're not the person who can get over cheating, don't say you are.
If you're in that, though, do the work, though. Because in that, like, with that friend, like, the other person didn't, like... They didn't do anything to really decide whether or not they were okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they actually sat down and probably thought about it, it took them 4 years to be like, I wasn't okay with it.
Yeah.
But had they like gone to therapy or like really sat and talked about their issues that they had with each other and like
how
they
felt,
they could have either realized that, yeah, they did want to be in this relationship, or realized a lot earlier that they weren't going to be able to get over it.
Exactly. So like, I believe wholeheartedly, like, there always has to be work that's done to get, mm-hmm, through it. And if you're not willing to put in that work, or if you're not willing to like admit it to yourself that, yep, there is work to be done, walk away. Or if you, yep, know, like, straight off that, like,
you don't want to do it,
these are your no-goes, and you know, you're like, oh, I just won't be able to get over it. Now, I mean, things change, but if you know that, then walk away.
Walk away.
It's like, it's fine.
Nope, nobody gonna judge you. Do what you need to do for your mental
health. If you feel like you need to stay, you're like, nope, I'm gonna keep, like, I'm on, okay, stay.
This but is no yours. This is your man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stick with him. I love
I'ma
that.
Beside him.
I'm gonna stick beside him. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my man. That's him. Mine. I'm telling you, I love that, because it's just like, oops. You seen my husband with his pandemic hair. I'ma stick.
Oh, you should him. So do that, bro. I'ma stick beside him. I'ma stick beside him.
I'm going to. Now I have to. I'm gonna have to do that because I'm gonna have to show like an old picture and be like, "That's my man. This your man."
Yep. Stick beside him.
I'm gonna stick beside him. Yeah, I'm gonna stick beside him because for real, like stick. You know he go. See now you go ahead. He always thinking we over here talking bad about him.
We love you, Cyrus.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And his
lopsided. We would love to hear from you guys because I know I'm not the only one who's going through this. So it's okay. Just own it. I feel like people.
That's the other thing. There's a lot of shame that comes around it because don't let other people. Oh, sorry. We didn't say this. Don't let a lot of people in your relationship, though.
No, don't do that.
But I also don't tell everybody about your stuff.
I think people think it's weird the way that I so matter-of-factly talk about it. But it doesn't bother me anymore. Like it's something that happened and it is what it is. Like it's part of our past. So
but I think that that's really important to like I think that we didn't say, which is like you don't need a whole lot of people up in your like business, because once everyone else is in your business, I don't think there is any coming back from that because then you're always going to have someone
all of my closest friends, you included, do not know the full extent of everything that Rich and I went through. And it's like that on purpose. Yeah. Like you choose
to keep that private, and that's your because that's your business, and
that's like my business.
You kept your business. Yes, your business, and that you kept it your business because I do believe that. Like when you start letting everybody into your relationship,
everybody got an opinion.
And everybody knows your mess, but then they see y'all back together.
Yep.
The only thing they're gonna remember is the mess. They ain't gonna remember that you know he bought you flowers. They're gonna be like, wasn't he out here in these streets?
Fuck them flowers. But in any event, we would love to hear your stories. I'm sure there's
plethora,
a big conversation going on Instagram right now. So you can head on over to @SwirlandSipPodcast and join in on the conversation, or you can email us your personal stories at hello@SwirlandSipPodcast.com. We would love to hear what you guys have to say because we know it is a topic that affects a lot of women and men.
Like
we know you're not alone in any of that. If you would like to see Sheree's reaction to drinking on a Malbec after sipping on some white wine, then you
can join. Sasha laughing at me when I told her my SVU
about
story.
Her murder story that she's concocted in her head. You can join our sip squad at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. It's as little as $3 a month, guys, and it really helps us support the show. It helps us pay our podcast editor, Rajesh. He appreciates it. He always tells me that he loves when we shout him out. So, yay, Rajesh.
Hey.
Make sure that you follow the show on all of your major podcast platforms. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. You can find us on there. Rate and review the show because that does help other people find us and help other people hear our conversations that we're having. And we want more people to hear these important conversations that we think we're having. We know that it helps other people get through whatever they're going through in their lives. And with that being said, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.